Sugar and Spice Mountain Bakery. On a Saturday morning, Westcliff is closed for business. The Sugar and Spice Bakery is one of the few places open in town this early, and seven patrons are already lined up ahead of me getting something to eat. The two young women running the shop wear plain, long skirts and blouses with plain bonnets on their head, their hair bundled up under each bonnet. They are Mennonites who, along with the Amish, have settled in this area in the last few years. I saw several girls dressed exactly like this working at the bowling alley cafe yesterday and admired their work ethic and modesty when serving overweight, middle-aged women in shorts and tattoos, ordering chicken fried steak and mashed potato dinners. In our evolving world, the Mennonites and Amish and Westcliff might be the only ones in our country saying no to progress. While this planet spins, those of us waiting in line know you can't beat good homemade muffins, scones, and apple pie for breakfast with a hot beverage to warm your hands. We can buy our food out of machines, but eating that way just doesn't raise our spirits. I'll be back tomorrow for more blueberry muffins and hot coffee, and their sign on the door tells me they will be open at 7 a.m. God doesn't have to get in the way of hardworking businesswomen, and he doesn't.